This is a very different and a very special edition of the club program. It's twice as long as usual today, and it's our special club program to mark this World DX Friendship Year 1973. Now, joining us on this special edition of the program today, through a special arrangement we have in worldwide cable facilities, are some very well-known voices from the shortwave world. At Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland, we have...
Harry van Gelder, and hello to the members of the Radio Canada Shortwave Club and to those listening in all over the world. Nice to be on your program, Bob, and thanks for having us.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you here, Harry. Let's move across the North Sea to London now, where we have...
Hello, everyone. This is Reg Kennedy and Henry Hatch. And having been associated with the BBC for nearly 50 years, I do feel part of this World DX Friendship Year and do so much appreciate having the opportunity of adding my 73s.
And about 1,300 miles northeast of London, in Stockholm, we have...
Arne Skog of Sweden calling DXs. Hello, everyone of Radio Canada Shortwave Club, and hello, Bob McGregor. It's a very great pleasure for me to be with you today.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you all here, but to get to our final guest, we really have to do some moving, about 9,000 miles south and west of Stockholm to the other side of the world, to Invercargill, New Zealand, where we have...
Arthur Cushion of DX World on Radio New Zealand. Greetings to listeners to Radio Canada, and thank you also for asking me to participate in this program. It's a very pleasant duty for me because those participants taking part, I've met them all personally, and so, of course, it means a double meaning to me.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to have all of you on our lines around the world today. And we have one other guest with us, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to be with us in person, but he is with us on tape. His name is Nikos Dendrinos, and he lives in Athens, Greece. Now, it may come as a surprise to many DXers throughout the world, but Nikos is the person responsible for this special edition of the Radio Canada Shortwave Club. He's the one who originally came up with the idea for World DX Friendship Year. And here he is right now to tell us, in his own words, just how the whole idea got started.
This is Nikos Dendrinos from Athens, Greece. First of all, congratulations to the Radio Canada Shortwave Club for this special program, for all this fine arrangement. It shows indeed the high level which the DX affair has attained. Well, to your question, how the idea of the World DX Year came up. My attention 2 years ago was attracted by the fact that a year was drawing near whose number was identical with our own symbol of goodwill. I mean the DXers greeting 73 and the year 73. I thought this numerical coincidence was a chance for the DX hobby to reaffirm its position and strengthen the bonds between all persons concerned worldwide if proper activities were carried out during the year. I submitted the idea to the Secretary General of the European DX Council, who then was Bent Dahlhammar from Sweden. He happily favored the plan and put it forward. Then came the marvelous support by Harry van Gelder and his DX jukebox of Radio Nederland. I think this should be considered the decisive fact in the whole affair. Harry was who spread the idea the world over through his fervent messages, while he also put this so strong emphasis on friendship. And then Wolfgang Schönemann from Germany, the new Secretary General of the European DX Council, put all his enthusiasm to activate and materialize the plan. Although the year has not yet ended, we can form an idea whether it's been successful or not. If one considers the discussions, articles, broadcasts, club activities, contests, even objections, all these, I think, show that the year has hit its target, it has stirred up the DX interests, has given chances for international contacts. Even this unique broadcast of Radio Canada International is a proof of the success of the year.
And we certainly were very glad indeed, Nikos Dendrinos, that you were able to join us on the program today. And Nikos mentioned that Harry van Gelder was responsible in great measure for getting the whole idea of World DX Friendship Year across. So let's go to Harry first and ask him how the idea developed with him.
Well, the idea developed with me through Sweden Calling DXs, because I hadn't heard about the idea, but I read in the Sweden Calling DXs bulletin issued by Arne Skog, which gave Nikos's suggestion, and I thought it was a very good suggestion, and I mentioned it for the first time in our DX Jukebox program on the 4th of May, 1972. And we got hundreds of enthusiastic reactions. And then as time went on, and we broadcast it again and again, I noticed that people were beginning to think that it was my idea, so I corrected that and started using Nikos Dendrinos' name in every mention thereafter.
Very good, Harry. Now, Arne Skoog, perhaps we could get you on the line here now to talk about your various programs that you're doing from Stockholm.
Well, the International DX Friendship Year coincided with the 25th anniversary of Sweden Calling DXs. And therefore, we thought it would be a good idea to combine the celebration of the year and the anniversary of the program by linking DX programs together in a contest for DXs. And I'm very glad the result was very good and supported by hundreds of participants. And now I'm happy to see that Radio Nederland will take over and arrange a similar contest next year.
I guess we pretty well all have contests going.
Yes, in London, this is Reg Kennedy, we have our DX Award running from the second week in October, and that's running, unfortunately, at the same time as your Radio Canada one, I'm afraid.
Which brings us to the question of how international broadcasters are getting along these days. We seem to be involved in some very friendly competition.
It certainly is. I was very interested, actually, Reg Kennedy again. We went to the DX Parliament in Lindesberg and the meeting of the European DX Council in Oslo, and that was an extremely interesting time for me anyway, personally, meeting everyone who was there from the European stations.
Well, that's the question again here, Bob. The 25th anniversary of Radio New Zealand was celebrated just last month, which ties in with Anna's 25th anniversary of Sweden Calling DXs. You may know that at the moment broadcasting in New Zealand is in the throes of a major change into three corporations, two television and one radio, and the plans are for Radio New Zealand, our external service, to be extended to 50 or 100 kilowatts. And last weekend in Dunedin, we had our 25th jubilee of the New Zealand Radio DX League, and of course, wholeheartedly blind a planned increase for Radio New Zealand in power. So that's what's been doing down in the South Pacific.
Harry Verfelder of Radio Nederland here. I'd like to congratulate Radio Canada on putting on this hookup. This too is an activity marking the World DX Friendship Year. And BBC World Radio Club had a special program last March in which the cooperation of other shortwave stations was asked. I think this is a wonderful idea. It's bringing not only DXs together, but also radio stations.
I was very glad, this is Arne Skoog, to hear the comment of Reg Kennedy, because I have also got the same feeling. The feeling of being neighbors in a small village, we who are doing the programs for DXs. And I think this is what has developed during the last 25 years, the feeling of neighborliness between all people dealing with shortwave broadcasts.
Well, I know here in Montreal, I'm a relative newcomer to international broadcasting. I certainly haven't been around as many of you, my colleagues, have. And I find it's rather interesting to receive mail from so many parts of the world. When one works on an international broadcasting service, one becomes more well-known outside than he is in his own country. And here in Canada, of course, there have been many times when Canadians say, well, what is Radio Canada International? They don't really know too much about what goes on. And when we tell them about the tremendous reaction we get from all over the world, well, they're quite impressed. But I guess this would be the general situation anywhere. Is it that way in London, Reg Kennedy?
It certainly is. There's a lot of interest growing, actually, in Britain, I think, when people realise that there is a BBC World Service, not only in English, of course, but in the other languages as well. And in fact, the membership of World Radio Club is growing in from the UK, strangely enough.
Is that happening in Stockholm too, Arne?
Oh, yes. Many people here in Sweden know only of the home service of the Swedish Broadcasting Corporation and the TV, of course. But visitors to Sweden, especially colleagues from other broadcasting organizations, they think that every Swede has a shortwave receiver in the stomach because they have so many listeners in our country.
What about at Radio Nederland, Harry?
Well, the situation is similar here. Very few people know what the Wereldom is, as we call ourselves. But we don't mind. We're not broadcasting to the Netherlands. We're broadcasting to the world.
Well said.
Yes. Well, down in New Zealand, of course, Radio New Zealand's transmissions are only to the Pacific and Australia, and that's only for a period of 5.5 hours a night. The rest of the program day is relaying of our normal internal domestic service. So that the New Zealanders internally do become acquainted with this, because Radio New Zealand is mentioned in any special broadcast which is beamed for overseas. But getting back to world friendship here, I think my biggest thrill has been the letters we've received from the Asian area in New Zealand, particularly for the Indians, who are poor by world standards, and they write to me in such glowing and embracing terms. And one just came yesterday. He said that it was a common thing to take a lemon to a teacher, but he didn't know, get one to me, so he called me some Indian name of a sort of a leader. And it's, to me, quite a thrill to think that these people look on one with such high esteem in world friendship here.
Henry Hatch in London. I think I agree with Arthur wholeheartedly. This scientific hobby that we DXers have, I think we must be really stronger than we imagine, because with so much local broadcasting and so many hours of broadcasting and television, we still go to our shortwave sets for the thrill.
We've been talking about mail, and we all like to keep in close contact with our listeners as much as possible. But sometimes we get some rather unusual mail, and I'm sure you've all had similar experiences, particularly some of the technical questions sort of shake us up and shake up our engineers sometimes. I think the most unusual one I've had was a letter from a listener who said that something was very wrong with his antenna whenever the sun was shining on it, and we really couldn't figure out what his problem was, and we weren't able to answer his question at all about why the sun should affect his antenna. But I'm sure the rest of you have had a few unusual requests for technical information and a few unusual letters, and perhaps Henry Hatch and Reg Kennedy in London, you could tell us about some of your mail.
Well, we had two which we've just been considering, actually. I don't mean this as a slight against our Indian friends, but one gentleman wrote and he said smoke was coming out of his receiver. What should he do? We were tempted to cable or send him a fire extinguisher, but we didn't do that. But Henry's got something else, I think, for...
Well, Bob, I think that the most interesting letter that I ever saw in BBC Technical Mail was one from one of our American friends. And he wrote to the BBC and he said, I'm getting interference. I've traced its source. When the woman who lives in the next house or in the next flat, when she undresses and goes to bed and she pulls her silk underwear off, it causes a sort of friction electricity which makes static in my receiver. What will the BBC do about it?
Well, what did you do about it, Henry?
We were very tactful about it. We didn't do anything technically at all.
We went to investigate.
Perhaps he should have been told to have moved his aerial away from the field of interference.
Well, an interesting field of interference indeed. Arnie Skoog in Stockholm, what about your mail?
I don't receive only letters. I have also got a package. I think it was in the late 40s. It was from an American soldier. He wanted to thank me for the programs he has received during a whole year when he was stationed at Yokohama in Japan. Now he was back in Honolulu and couldn't hear the program anymore from our small, modest 12-kilowatt transmitters at Motala. So he sent me a big package with a lot of good food, which we couldn't get here in Europe the year after the war.
And let's go to Harry in Radio Nederland now.
Well, it's difficult. We have so many letters, but two things I can remember. That was from a DXer who was also taking part in our Dutch by radio course. We were talking about the sea being Holland's friend and foe, but we also put a question at the end of the lesson. They had to send us a card telling us what they drank, whether they drank tea or coffee or beer or wine. And we got a card back from this fellow, and he said, coffee is a friend. I don't think he's ever drunk radio canteen coffee. But the other one came from a man in Australia. And we'd also asked them, what is your hobby? And he wrote back and said, When I was a young person, I used to like wrestling. But the word he used for a young person was buckfist, which is Dutch for a young girl.
Well, now, I think we're unfortunately just out of time, and we have to bring this international gathering to a close. Before we do, though, perhaps we could have a brief comment from each of you on what you think is going to be happening in the future. We're in World DX Friendship Year now, and what you might think the future of DXing might be. So let's first go to London and Reg Kennedy and Henry Hatch.
Well, I'd like to see, if possible, a little bit more concentration on comment on content of program rather than they just happen to receive something the way you have received it. Perhaps quality and content emphasis could be put on. Henry.
Well, Reg, being a technical man, I want to see better receivers, better antennas, more wave bands for international broadcasting, and everything that goes to accelerate this wonderful 73 year.
And let's go to Stockholm, Arne Skoog.
I hope there will be a solution on the interferences on the shortwave bands in the future. It's a very intriguing problem, I think. And as a neutral country, we in Sweden also are very anxious about the contact with the eastern countries, and which are more or less isolated as concerned the mail. But our radio waves go through all the borders. And I'm happy to say we already have a lot of DXing friends in the Eastern European countries.
And to Harry van Gelden in Radio Netherlands.
Well, let's say more sets with shortwave bands and ways and means of getting people interested in listening to shortwave.
And finally to Invercargill and Arthur Cushion.
Well, I think that in the future I would like to see some better frequencies available on shortwave, more frequencies. It's just impossible to put the number of stations into the frequencies available, and with a relaxing of some jamming just last month, I think things on shortwave look very bright, being on both sides of the microphone, as you might say, and being DX since 1935. Some people think that the real DX is gone, but it really hasn't. There's plenty of weak stations about and low-powered ones, but this is the challenge today. We've got jamming, interference, and other things which are a long way different to 1935 when I started listening. But I think if we got more allocations and sharing of frequencies, well, we would have a much more adaptable hobby, and a hobby which the man in the street would take up more readily.
Okay, now to end everything, let's just do something here at the count of three. Let's all say 73 and our broadcasting organizations. We are from five different parts of the world. Here it comes. One, two, three. 73, everyone. And that brings us to the end of this special edition of the Radio Canada Shortwave Club program. We'd like to thank our guests very much, and in honor of their participation on this program, we are making them all honorary members of the Radio Canada Shortwave Club, and we'll be sending certificates along. Now, Arthur Cushion has been an honorary member for many years, so I guess we'll send him an extra gold star for his membership that he already has. And that's our time for this week. Bob McGregor in Montreal. Join us again next week for another edition of the Radio Canada Shortwave Club. 73 and good DXing.